Welcome to Android Snacks.
Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get going. First up in blog post this week, in part two of From Design to Androids, Saul Molinaro takes us through another fantastic looking screen creation. There's usages of Alex Lockwood's great shapeshifter tool and usages of maybe some little known things like animated stateless drawable and scale drawable. It's a great read for animation nerds. Next up, we have Understanding Auto Value, where Rain, I'm not even going to attempt his last name, explains what Auto Value is, why it's useful and what can be gained from using it and its extensions like the Auto Value Moshi extension. This is all based on his learnings from trying to create his own extension, so hopefully we can get to see that in the future. Rebecca Franks has a new blog post where she explores constraint layouts, newly added guidelines, barriers, chains, and groups. There are some handy GIFs in the post which demonstrate how each work, and even a nice example at the end based on Google Play Movies. And finally, we have Creating a Custom Type Adapter for Moshi by Emma Guy. Emma uses the example of taking a user through stages in an app to demonstrate how Moshi can help with potential differences between the client state and the server state. It's a really good read if you've just started using Moshi, as I have. Tools and libraries this week, we have lots of updates. Architecture components, beta 1, except the paging library, which is alpha 2. So it's finally reached beta 1. There's no more planned changes to the API before the 1.0 release. Obviously, only exception being the paging library. Good news is that the beta stage is meant to be shorter than the alpha stage, so hopefully a final is not too far off. Google Play billing library, announced in June, has hit version 1. This library aims to simplify the process for Google Play billing for you. We had Google Play services 11.4, material design docs have been updated. Most notably, there's a new section for offline stats and an update on how to create icons for Android O or Oreo now, I guess. Kotlin's been updated to 1.1.50, has new tooling and bug fixes and a new versioning scheme. And finally, the Buffer Clean Architecture boilerplate has an Android architecture fork right now, so go check that out. New this week, we have Register, which is for in-app billing testing on Android. There's a great write-up to go with this library. It was written after the New York Times found some limitations when trying to test in-app billing themselves, so go check that out. And lastly, we have other stuff. First up is a tweet from Amanda Hill. Apparently some OEMs change the Android color resources values. So for example, you might have use Android color white in your XML, but it might not actually be represented by the hex value FFFFF. I think that's enough Fs. Next up, we have Android Architecture Paging Library with Florina Montanescu by Fragmented Podcast. And in this podcast, they talk about the new paging library, ironically. There's a breakdown of all the components, why you'd want to use tiled or keyed data sources, and making it work with recycler views and more. And lastly, we have RX Java with Sarah Lensing by Android Dialogues. And in this hour-long episode of Android Dialogues, Sarah Lensing takes us through how to use RxJava, how to start thinking reactively, and how we can convert imperative code to a new stateless reactive style. And that's it for this week. Just want to give a quick shout out to Don Felker and thank him for covering me last week while I was on holiday in Greece. It was actually nice to be a listener for once. You can find us on Twitter at AndroidSnacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter, at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week.